ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The White House says President Biden met with G7 leaders today where they condemned Iran's attack on Israel and reaffirmed the G7's commitment to Israel's security. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
They also showed Iran that Israel does have friends, that there was a coalition that helps them support themselves. That alone is significant. And of course, the damage was extremely light.
While reassuring Israel that U.S. support is ironclad, Kirby saying that the U.S. does not want to see further escalation between Iran and Israel or a broadening battle in the Middle East. The U.S. was instrumental in preventing a large number of missiles heading toward Israel, intercepting nearly a quarter of the weapons before they reached their intended targets. Today, Iran warning the U.S. to keep out of any future hostilities between it and Israel. And this afternoon, an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the developments in the Middle East. This is ABC News. It could be a tough week for Boeing as Congress prepares to hear from a whistleblower about alleged safety lapses at the aircraft maker. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more from Washington.
He previously detailed what he claims are engineering issues with the way the fuselage of a 787 Dreamliner is put together. Boeing has called his concerns inaccurate and said the issues raised by the whistleblower were subject to rigorous engineering examination under FAA oversight and found to not present any safety concerns. That same Senate subcommittee has requested that Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun testify. The company not saying this morning if he plans to comply with that request.
Oklahoma authorities have arrested four people in connection with the disappearance of two Kansas moms. Julian Kelly and Veronica Butler were going to pick up Butler's children on March 30th, but they never arrived. They've been missing for nearly 2 weeks now after the car was found abandoned near the Oklahoma-Kansas border. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 79 degrees in Richland Center. Sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s, winds northwest 5 to 15. Clear and quiet tonight with a low of 44. Partly cloudy and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 72. And our current temperature is 79 degrees once again with our winds out of the northwest at 2 miles per hour under mostly sunny skies, or actually completely sunny skies.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Spring Smokers Special, Smithfield Bone-In Pork Loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby back ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound. Meaty back ribs, $2.75 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.25 a pound. Needle tenderized sirloin steaks, $6 a pound. Turkey drumsticks, $2.95 a pound. Lemon pepper young whole chickens, $1.25 a pound. And chicken halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Today is Sunday, April 14th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Two tribal nations have filed a lawsuit against several social media companies, including the parent companies of Facebook, Snapchat, and Google. They accused the companies of contributing to the high rates of suicide among Native American youth. The Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin and the Spirit Lake Tribe in North Dakota filed the suit in Los Angeles this week. Today is 414 Day in Milwaukee. The occasion is named after the city's area code. The website promoting the celebration, also known as Milwaukee Day, says it's a city and statewide holiday dedicated to celebrating the city while also inspiring positive, proactive actions in hopes to making Milwaukee a better place to live, work, and call home. Happenings during the celebration include the unfurling of a 414 Day flag at Milwaukee City Hall, a party at the Harley-Davidson Museum, the Home Sweet Home 5K run, and plenty of live music around the city. Find out more online at MilwaukeeDay.com. The Richland County Highway has noticed a need of initiate a higher level of maintenance regarding rural roadside vegetation management, primarily the eradication of noxious invasive plant species. Invasive species within the road right-of-way and adjacent properties can pose significant health risks to highway workers, utility workers, emergency responders, and anyone else utilizing the right-of-way. In the coming month, you can notice crews spraying these areas to help control and eradicate wild parsnip and other harmful invasive weed species. Crews have been trained and certified in applying Environmental Protection Agency certified herbicides. These herbicides are plant-specific and will not hurt native plants. This means grasses, milkweed, and other native plants will flourish, helping out wildlife and pollinators. The County Highway Department's intention is to spray all state roads. The window of opportunity will be dictated by the weather. However, they anticipate 3 weeks of spraying starting tomorrow. For more information, contact the Richland County Highway Shop at 608-647-4707 or State Superintendent Lonnie Hatch at 608-604-7623. The International Crane Foundation has recently established a Middle East crane conservation group. Shooting of cranes in the Middle East has resulted in the extirpation or disappearance of critically endangered Siberian cranes that recently wintered in Iran and India. Now, there is growing evidence that the uncontrolled shooting in several nations in this region is resulting in the decline of migratory populations of demoiselle and Eurasian cranes. The Middle East Crane Conservation Group includes kindred spirits in many Middle East nations. The Middle East Crane Conservation Group is supporting colleagues in Pakistan and Turkey in their efforts to help the cranes. You are invited to a webinar to learn about the Middle East Crane Foundation, Conservation Group, and the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo on Tuesday at 11. Learn about the International Crane Foundation's history in the Middle East, current activities, and future aspirations for welfare of cranes in the region. Register for the webinar at savingcranes.org/webinars. And the Department of Workforce Development Wisconsin Fast Forward grant is available to help prepare students for high-demand careers. Up to $504,894 in grant funds are available to Wisconsin school districts through the expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. The funds support projects to train students to use advanced manufacturing tools and equipment. Award amounts range from $5,000 to $50,000. These grants reimburse the school districts for the cost of purchasing and installing technical education equipment used in vocational training and technical education in advanced manufacturing fields. Funds also cover the cost for equipment operation software and instructional materials. Grants support technical education and reduce higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Applications must be sent by 3 on Tuesday. Find additional information or download an application on the Wisconsin Fast Forward program website at wisconsinfastforward.com. WRCO News Time is 12:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
WRCO News Time is 12:13, and it is sunny and 78 degrees in Richland Center. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Intimate incidents of pioneer life in Richland County, the making of maple syrup. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, in their records of newspaper section, BA12118, as it appeared in the Richland Center Democrat, April 9th, 1924, by the Rambler, and this is part 5 of a 5-part series, In the four preceding articles, I've discussed the methods of feeding, housing, clothing, farming. And we now come to another industry. It was quite general in the early days, and in fact, it continued to be a regular, seasonal industry with many Richland County farmers up to the present day. Maple sugar making was a matter of considerable importance to the early settlers, as it meant a supply of sweets, not as a luxury, but for the general usage. Richland County was rich in hard or sugar maple forests, and if the farmer did not have a sugar bush on his own farm, there were still thousands of acres of unoccupied land that he could go to, select one conventionally, and locate there as possible. During the winter, the necessary preparations were made. Sap troughs and spouts, or what they called spiles, as they were then known, prepared them for what would draw near. The snow was cleared from around the shed and kettle and everything taken to the location so that operations could begin as they started with the sap beginning to flow. Maple sugar and syrup were made to supply the family's needs for the year. I well remember a basswood chest of considerable size, which was filled with soft sugar, besides making up a lot of cakes and filling sundry kegs and jars with that syrup. Store sugar was but little used, and it was brown or New Orleans sugar, as they called it back then, which came in huge hog sheds. The country, the merchants, usually had a sugar mill to run it through and improve it, as its appearance was important. As soon as thawing days and freezing nights came in early spring, the entire family was forced to find the sugar bush. Now, in few remaining localities, there were maple sugar where it was made. You'll find the exasperated pans and other modern applicants to make the work easier and more expeditious, and the sugar and syrup lighter in color. Then a huge iron kettle was used, holding 15 or 20 gallons, as it was hung on a big tripod to set up with stones, circle stones as they were laid out, and inside this circle the fire was built. The sap troughs were made from seasoned basswood logs, hollowed with an axe and a chisel. Quite often, when not doing duty as sap troughs, they were used as cradles for the constantly arriving babies. I was there rocked in one when I was young, at least that's what I was told. The sap was carried from the trees in pails slung over each other, and a yoke was used for the resting across your shoulders. They then poured it into the kettles, kept it boiling, and the sap constantly added as it evaporated until the kettle was full of syrup. The syrup was then dipped out, cooled, made into sugar, soft or hard, according to its consistency, and some of it was left enough to be used as a syrup. It was rather dark in color, but it was pure stuff. Sugar making was a busy time for every member of the family, and it meant several days were spent in the sugar bush from early morning until late in the evening, and sometimes when the sap was running strong, even into the night. It was a time that everyone looked forward to eagerly, children and young folks especially, because they were full of interest and adventure. When the sugaring off was done, the maple wax and sugar cakes were being made. What a joyous time it was. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Hugo Bock of Richland City.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News time is 12:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seelan Houston Funeral Home. Thinking about your own or loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy. But pre-planning a funeral offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Today is Sunday, April 14th. Michael Slick Laufenberg, age 76, of Montfort, died Thursday at home. A memorial service will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at the Montfort United Methodist Church. Friends may call at the Montfort United Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. The Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort is assisting the family. In lieu of plants and flowers, donations may be made to the UW Health Transplant Center, National Kidney Foundation, or American Heart Association. Mike Laufenberg is survived by his wife, Helen, two children, Aaron and Anna Marie Laufenberg, and Trina and Justin Pettit. Two grandchildren, siblings, Dennis and Linda Laufenberg, Pat and Monty Slapak, Donna and Dave Roker, and Susan Welsh, and many other family and friends. Michael Slick Laufenberg, age 76, of Montfort. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with their arrangements. Ken Stanichka is survived by his siblings, Dorothy Holloway of Plain, Daniel and Janelle Stanichka of Lone Rock, Betty and Mike Foley of Poplar Grove, Illinois, and Ronald Stanichka of Muscadet. Sisters-in-law, Helen Stanichka, Mary Ann Stanichka, Karen Stanichka, and Cheryl Goplin. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 7th at 11 at Black Hawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family. Lisa Everson is survived by her son, Chad and Crystal Everson of DeSoto, one grandson, her parents, Harold and Linda Everson of DeSoto, four sisters, Lori and Tim Manning of Lansing, Iowa, Jeanette and Eric Wunsch of La Crosse, Lynn and Rich Tully of Stoddard, and Julie and Steve Ingram of La Crescent, Minnesota. 12 nieces and nephews, and 12 great-nieces and nephews. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Norma Garcia Manuel and Eusebio Bartolo Martinez had a son, Matthews Moses.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, I hope you have a chance to get out and enjoy the fantastic spring weather today with all that bright sunshine and the very mild temperatures. Of course, the average high this time of the year in the low to mid-60s, but we're climbing well into the 70s today. It will stay on the mild side tomorrow, maybe a few degrees cooler, but still pretty nice with high pressure protecting us. Then by Tuesday, a strong storm system coming out of the Rocky Mountains heading northeast through the plains will drive moisture toward our area. That'll bring us some rain likely by midday on Tuesday, continuing off and on through Wednesday. And right now, it looks like some pretty substantial totals are likely. Could be a good inch and a half or more across the area. Even a few strong thunderstorms not out of the question by late Tuesday. We'll have plenty of wind swirling around that system as well, not only Monday evening, but tracking all the way into Wednesday or Thursday. It'll be on the breezy side. Much cooler conditions could build in for the second part of the week as well. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Generally sunny and warm. Highs reaching the mid or upper 70s with northwest winds of 5 to 15. Clear and quiet tonight, low at 44. Tomorrow partly cloudy, still pleasant with a high of 72. Wind variable at 3 to 8. Monday night clouds roll in and turning breezy, low 46 degrees. East wind between 10 and 16. Tuesday should be windy and cooler with periods of rain heavier late in the day. Also some thunderstorms likely at times, high 62. East wind 18 to 30 and gusty. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy, some occasional showers and possible thunderstorms, tapering down in the afternoon, low 51 with a high of 63. Thursday, peaks of sun, breezy and cooler, low 42 with a high of 56. Friday, partly sunny and breezy and cooler yet, low 34 with a high of 50. Saturday, frosty early, otherwise some sunshine and cool, high temperature at 51. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 79 degrees after a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 72, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2003 is 87 degrees with a record low of 18 set back in 1957. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 49. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:43, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:20. The winds are out of the northwest at around 4 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.73, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
And in high school sports action yesterday, there was a track and field invitational held at New Lisbon. It was the Mill Haven Invitational. And local teams that took part in the competition were girls and boys from Ithaca Weston, and Riverdale. And the boys and girls that placed in the top five in events that were held include, well, actually, first of all, I'll give you the overall scores. Ithaca took first place in the girls' team scores with a score of 96, and Riverdale took fourth with a score of 67. In the boys, and in the boys' action, it was Riverdale taking fifth with 41.5, and Ithaca Weston took 12th with 23. And individual event results include, in the girls' 4x800-meter relay, it was Riverdale taking first place at the event. In the girls' 100-meter dash, Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston took second. In the boys' 100-meter dash, it was Tim Bailey of Riverdale taking first. In the girls' 100-meter hurdles, Gretchen Buchholz took second place, and Tristan Peterson took fourth. Gretchen is from Riverdale, and Tristan is from Ithaca Weston. Aubrey Coe of Ithaca Weston took fifth place in the girls' 200-meter dash. In the boys' 200-meter dash, it was Tim Bailey of Riverdale taking first, and Noah Arrington of Riverdale taking fifth. In the girls' 1600-meter run, Mallory Meese of Riverdale took fourth. In the girls' 4x200-meter relay, Ithaca Weston took second place. And also in the girls' 300-meter hurdles, it was Tristan Peters taking second. And once again, Tristan is from Ithaca Weston. And Channing Brown of Ithaca Weston took third place in the boys' 800-meter run. In the girls' high jump, it was Gretchen Buchholz of Riverdale taking first and Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston taking second. And then also in the girls' long jump, it was Tristan Peters of Ithaca Weston taking first place. In the girls' triple jump, Aubrey Cole of Ithaca Weston took second. In the boys' shot put, and actually in the girls' 800-meter run, it was Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston taking first. In the girls' discus throw, Kaylee McCorkle of Riverdale took second. And in the girls' shot put, it was Holly King of Ithaca Weston taking fifth. The Richland Center High School baseball game against River Valley, which was scheduled for this Tuesday, has been moved to Monday because of the inclement weather that is forecasted for Tuesday. So once again, that game that was supposed to be held on Tuesday has been moved to Monday because of the forecast for inclement weather. Yesterday in baseball action, it was Mauston over Flambeau by a score of 13-1. Boscobel beat Lafarge 8-6. It was Onalaska over Viroqua in the Viroqua Triangular by a score of 16-3. Belmont beat Platteville 10-9 in the East Dubuque Triangular. And also, it was East Dubuque over Belmont in that East Dubuque Triangular by a score of 7-4, and Viroqua in the Viroqua Triangular beat Mineral Point by a score of 2-1. In softball action yesterday, Bigfoot beat Wisconsin Heights 16-7. It was Dodgeville over Reedsburg 7-3, and Mineral Point beat Platteville 16-5. Also Prairie du Chien over Brilliant 9-8, and Random Lake beat Adams Friendship by a score of 6-5. Also, there was one girls' soccer final to pass along. It was Mount Horeb beating Platteville Lancaster by a score of 8-0. Jake Bowers hit a tie-breaking three-run homer in the fourth inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers slugged their way to another victory, 11-5 over the Baltimore Orioles yesterday. The Brewers have scored 58 runs in their last six games, with at least seven in each of them. That streak ties a franchise record set in 1982 and 1989. Milwaukee spotted the Orioles a 4-1 lead in the second inning, but didn't stay down for long. Reese Hoskins also went deep for the Brewers. Ryan Mountcastle, Jordan Westberg, and Adley Rutschman homered for Baltimore. And for Brewers action today, they're going to see if they can sweep the Orioles in Baltimore. It's going to be a tough task, though. On the mound for Baltimore will be former Milwaukee Brewer and Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burnes, and he'll be going up against Colin Ray. The pregame is going on right now, and first pitch actually just took place about a minute ago, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, it'll be the Pirates against the Phillies, the Angels at the Red Sox. The Orioles, of course, are hosting the Brewers, as I just mentioned. The Blue Jays are hosting the Rockies. The Braves will be at the Marlins, the Yankees at the Guardians, the Royals at the Mets, the Rays will be hosting the Giants, the Tigers hosting the Twins, the Astros will be hosting the Rangers, it'll be the Reds at the White Sox, also the Nationals will be at the Athletics, the Mariners will be hosting the Cubs, the Cardinals at the Diamondbacks, and the Dodgers will be hosting the Padres. And today is the final game of the regular season in the NBA, and the Milwaukee Bucks will be playing in Orlando in their final game of the regular season before they start playoff action. And so that tip-off for the Bucks at the Magic just took place at noon. And we should have a report on the score of that game throughout the day, and we'll have a report on the final during our 520 sportscast tonight. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Hawks are at the Pacers. It will be the Celtics hosting the Wizards, the Heat hosting the Raptors, the Bulls will be at the Knicks, the Hornets at the Cavaliers, the 76ers will be hosting the Nets, the Grizzlies hosting the Nuggets, it'll be the Trail Blazers at the Kings, the Jazz at the Warriors, the Thunder hosting the Mavericks, the Spurs hosting the Pistons, Timberwolves hosting the Suns, the Rockets at the Clippers, and the Lakers will be at the Pelicans. The final day of the NBA regular season should be wild. Oklahoma City, Minnesota, and Denver all have a shot at number one in the Western Conference. Every seed from number two to number eight is up for grabs in the Eastern Conference. And Sunday's slate, with all 30 teams playing, we'll see nine seeds get decided, three first-round playoff matchups determined, and three play-in matchups set as well. Wisconsin and Marshall will face each other in 2028 at Wisconsin Camp Randall Stadium. The game will take place September 2nd, 2028. It is scheduled to serve as the season's opener for both teams. Wisconsin and Marshall have played against each other just once before. Wisconsin beat the Thundering Herd 51-14 at Madison in 2008. Marshall also has upcoming games with Big Ten teams at Ohio State this year and at Penn State in 2026. The Ohio State game is scheduled for September 21st. The first round of the Masters got underway at warm, sunny Augusta National today, and Scottie Scheffler had a one-shot lead over Colin Morikawa and had a two-shot advantage on Max Homa as he chases a second green jacket. Morikawa is trying to win the third leg of his career Grand Slam, and Homa is trying to win his first major championship. Tiger Woods was in the third pairing off the tee after shooting his worst round in a major, a 10-over 82 on Saturday. The five-time champion is playing his 100th round at the Masters with Neil Shipley, the only amateur to make the cut this year. Temps were expected to hit the mid-80s, and the golf course that was already playing firm and fast could become even tougher as the day wears on today. And Caitlin Clark made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live during the show's Weekend Update segment. The Iowa star is in New York for the WNBA draft that's going to be held tomorrow night, where she's likely to be the top pick by the Indiana Fever. The NCAA Division I all-time leading scorer showed up after anchor, Michael Che made a joke about Iowa retiring Clark's jersey. Che read some more jokes that Clark said she wrote that made fun of the comedian. Clark then delivered a heartfelt message about her basketball future while thanking all the great players who came before her. This report has been sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
100.9 WRCO.
Standing in the dark. if you ever said goodbye. Would I just live in dreams about you with tears in my eyes?
Ithaca Lions Club Consignment Auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
100.9 WRCO. Ain't got no bright lights, no view from a high rise, and the bar shut down around midnight. Ain't got no hurry up, signs saying no trucks, no who to call up when we get stuck. Small town. We got hay fields and stars in the sky. Same old friends, known your whole life.
That's a damn good lie. We've got it figured out what it's all about out here in John Deere Chevy.
Tell you right now,
we got it good in a small town.
Got all I'll ever need. Why would I ever leave?
It's where I was born and where they'll bury me.
We've got it figured out what it's all about out here, John Deere Chevy's.
When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king-size bed.
I got a Cabernet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. If you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again. So when you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again.
Again. I bought all your drinks,
every single one.
We never split one pill,
not one time.
I ain't made a green, but I made a rain on your field. Never saw one penny roll out your purse the whole time we were hooking up. When you said goodbye, I figured I'd be a little bit richer, but I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you, still on my tab, bro, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping all my quarters on them sad songs. And that cab ain't half price, even though I'm riding alone. Ain't just that piggy bank you broke. My heart is achy, breaking too. And I'm still paying for it. Met a girl in a bar.
Yeah, she was cute.
We had a dance or two.
Yeah, a couple drinks too.
I had a real good chance taking her home till I called her.
Why did you do that?
The offering plate went by church and I almost took a dive.
It's bad.
Feels like we got divorced and I had a real cheap lawyer. And I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you, still on my tab, girl, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping all my quarters on them sad, sad songs. And that cab ain't half price even though I'm
so is my heart. Ain't no credit left on my credit card. Running out of tears, running out of gas at the ATM, and it hit me back with a transaction denied, baby. Why you got me locked outside, baby? I ain't even got a little jangle. I don't like being broke and single.
I don't like it.
It costs me all kind of things money can't buy. Ooh, yeah. Should've known what I had before I let it go. Just like my last dime.
I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you, still on my tab, girl, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping